have you here. Let's all stand together. We're going to sing song 324, Wonderful Grace of Jesus, 324. Let's lift it up together this evening.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all.
Joy to be in church this evening. Thank you. Thank you. Before you sit down, just I know that you'll be visiting family. Many of you will this week, and you'll travel a long way to eat your once a year meal of turkey. Somebody told me the other day, once a year is good enough for me. That's all I care for. But you'll be traveling some of you a long way for once a year meal, but you won't gather with any better people than look around than who you got right here. Well, maybe there'll be some of them better than these ones, but but there are some good ones in here. I mean, not all of us, but a few of us. So thank you. May be seated. What a joy to be in church tonight. We're looking forward to a good time in God's house, and we're so thankful that you're here. I'm going to ask Brother Kyle to come up, lead us in prayer, and then I'll come back and make a few announcements and keep you up to date on a couple of things.
Lord, we do thank you that we gather together and worship you. Lord, thank you for the many blessings you give to us. Lord, thank you for watching over us and taking care of us. Lord, as we come into the Thanksgiving season, Lord, I do pray that you would watch over and protect and the traveling mercies. Lord, I pray that as people are with their lost loved ones, Lord, that they would be have opportunities to witness to them. And Lord, I pray most of all that you would be glorified through it. Lord, I pray your hand would be on this service. In your name I pray. Amen.
Well, it's a joy to see each of you. If you are a guest with us this evening, maybe the first time you've been to Buffalo Ridge or first time in a long time, we want to thank you for being here. And there's a guest card, a connect card in front of you in the pew back. And if you fill that out sometime during the services, there'll be someone at guest services after the service, and they would have a gift for you just for being our guest. We want to say welcome to you. But then I wanted to remind you that this week we will have our midweek service on Tuesday, 7 o'clock instead of Wednesday. So please make sure we remember that. We'll have a good time, a praise service. We'll praise the Lord for some things. I'll bring a Bible message and have some good video maybe of a couple of testimonies. We'll have a great time together on Tuesday, and I challenge you. It's going to be a good time. You don't want to miss that. And then there's a shower of sorts for Miss Summer Scroggs, and we're looking where there's been information in the bulletin on the, I think, December 9th, and just some things as she gets ready to depart next year to Botswana. And so I want you to be a part of that as our church family. And then we've got several other areas coming, or several other events coming up. Gift Sunday coming on the 10th of December, and looking forward to the cantata, looking forward to the children's Christmas pageant. And if you have a child that would like to be involved in that, or you'd like for them to be, you can see Brother Daniel. He'll get you connected with the people, and they have been practicing on that on Sundays at 5:30. So just a few announcements, keep you up to date on a few things, and we're looking forward to just partaking the Lord's Supper here in just a little bit. And I hope that everybody just kind of calms down. We just look into what the Lord wants us to do. The Bible talks about examine ourselves. I'm going to bring you a message about that here in just a little bit. But all of it in preparation for us as a church family, doing as Christ commanded, that we stop and we observe these things. And I think it's going to be a great blessing. But before we do that, Brother Daniel's going to come back and lead us in the love of God. If you can stand together with us, hymn number 29, one last time, the love of God. me, would you, as we ask the Lord's blessings on the offering. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for the way that you've blessed everyone in this room. Lord, there's no one in this room that could say that you haven't been so, so good to us. And I'm thankful for that. And I praise you, dear Lord, for the way not only you're taking care of our families and our church, but you've also taken care of the church. And Lord, you've just blessed us again and again. We certainly thank you for this good way, this good season that you are allowing us to live in. And I pray that you would continue your blessings upon us. Pray that you take this offering and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
He saw me from a distance. I'd been hiding for so long. I was weary from my wandering, and my strength was nearly gone. But even then, in my distress, I heard him call my name. Before I took one single step, he'd already come my way. He extended mercy and never-ending love, and the grace that he has given me is still more than enough. There's no way I could embrace him, no way sing. How could I ever stay silent with all that he has done for me? Some may say it's foolishness and they may never understand, but I know where he brought me from to bring me where I am. So with every breath he gives to me each day, may I never cease to glorify his name. I've tasted of his goodness, and my cup it overflows. I feasted on his faithfulness, and it satisfies my soul. Joy that is unspeakable, peace I can't explain. It humbles me to my knees, oh bless his holy name. May I never lose the wonder of when I first believed, standing speechless at the sacrifice his blood poured out for me. There's no way I could embrace him, no way I couldn't sing. How could I ever stay silent with all that he has done for me? And they may never understand. to glorify His name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lauren. May I never be ashamed, and I don't have to ask because I know most of us have been. We have been guilty of from time to time not speaking up like we should. It's so wonderfully easy in a room like this to praise the Lord, lift our hands and say amen, and well, we should as the Spirit leads us to do that. But all of us have had those times when we haven't spoke up like we should. And I hope that the longer we go in our Christian walk, that we get better and better at putting out the name. May we never, never be shy about that. Well, I want to bring you a message from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to look in the passage here about the Lord's Supper. God using the Apostle Paul to give instructions to the people of Corinth. But he is taking them all the way back to when Christ had instituted it there and given to his disciples. We'll look at verse number 23 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll read this passage because as a boy, I remember hearing my dad read it and getting to those passages where many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep. And I was confused and asking Mom what that was. I'd fall asleep a lot of times in church, so that really didn't seem that dangerous to me. But she said, that's not what that means. No, that's not what that means. But I remember as a boy hearing these verses, and I don't know where I started learning and understanding what it was, but it caught on eventually. And so I want to give that privilege to the young people tonight as well. For I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. I'm in 23. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Just for the order of service things, I'm going to give the message here, and then we'll have a short time of invitation to let us do what the Bible says. Let a man examine himself. If you forgot to get the juice and the bread on the way in, you'll have an opportunity there. We'll have a short time of invitation. You can slip back and get that, so don't worry on that part. But I wanted to look at verse number 26. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show or proclaim or announce the Lord's death till he come. So this is one of the great reasons why we're doing this. We are again staking our claim on the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. We're doing this until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But I wanted to think about just a few things. And as we take the Lord's Supper, communion, as some would call it, Lord's Supper and communion, we see some wonderful things get happening in our lives. We don't want to get caught up in rituals. We don't want to just say, oh, well, I do that because I always do it and forget the significance of it. But on the other hand, we don't want to to count it so heavily that we put more weight on it than what the Word of God does, because truly it is a reminder for us to take inventory on us, to remind us of the sacrifice that Christ has made, and then to remind us of His coming again, as He says, as we do it, and as a remembrance of those things. But taking communion or Lord's Supper is commanded, but it also helps in some other ways. And I'd like to give you just three of them. In verse number 26, we see that it helps us express our love. He says that as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do show or proclaim the Lord's death. It helps us express our love for the Lord. It reminds everybody that we are His. You go to a wedding shower, you don't go necessarily because the young couple or the couple's getting married can't afford to buy those things. That's why, that's how it got started, because they that was just a help to push them off. But there's a deeper reason. It's not that you do that just to support them and show them, hey, we're here for you. That's a good reason, but that's not the deepest reason. The reason we give a gift or we go to those showers is because you want to show them you love them. Amen. And you're doing it because you want to be there for them. Do they need your steak knives or your Pampered Chef or your whatever else it is you bring them? No. No. If they do, send them to our house. We got some extra stuff. They don't need that stuff, but they do need your love. And as we get this chance to come as a group and a body of believers, a church family, we get to come together. We get to observe the Lord's Supper, take communion. It lets us have a time to show the Lord that we love Him. Lord, we're doing this as You commanded. You could have stayed home tonight. You could have come up with an excuse. You could have had a bad enough headache that you just weren't going to come. We could have all had something else going. But we're here because we wanted to come and observe this because of our love for the Lord. It allows us to express our love. But in verse number 28, not only do we see that, but it gives us a chance to examine ourselves. The Bible says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. The Lord knew, of course, He knows everything. He knew that we'd be so busy that it was going to be good for Christians to have this periodic check. Now, we ought to do, as one old preacher says, we ought to keep our sin on short accounts, meaning when you do something and God convicts you of it, you ought to get it right then. No need to carry it around. Some people say, well, I'm gonna confess that when I get home tonight or when I say my prayers at night. That's good, but you'd be better off on as soon as that thing came to mind, say, Lord, forgive me. And then if there was some wicked thought come across your mind or some evil thought, just say, Lord, forgive me, and then go on. If there was something that you got in an altercation with somebody, then go the extra mile. Say, Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have been so bullheaded or so whatever. And then go back to the person and say, sorry, forgive me for being such a hard to get along with person. We ought to keep that sin between the Lord and us on short accounts. But here the Lord brings us to this time in our church's life and in your Christian walk that you get to examine yourselves. Not only do you express your love for Christ, but you get to examine yourself. And so a good Bible word would be this: ponder. That little song, everything's all right in my Father's house. Is everything all right between you and the Lord? Aren't you thankful that God in His providential wisdom put this time in your life and in the church family's life, but in a group of believers' life, that you could just stop? Let a man examine himself. If there's some wicked way in you, then get it right with the Lord. Here where you are, here in your pew, you get it right with the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me. I've been so hard on that person, or I've been this, or I've been the other. Get it right. The Lord convicts us again and again. And when He convicts you, that's not just to make you feel bad. That's to spur you to action. Sometimes people act like that when the Lord chastens or comes after somebody, He's doing that to be cruel. Everything the Lord does, He does because He loves you. He convicts you of something because He loves you. And if you don't listen to the conviction, then He chastens you. And He does that because He loves you. And then if you still don't listen to that, eventually the Bible teaches He calls you on home. And He does that because He loves you. Everything He does is out of love for you. And so we ought to, when we get on that first stage, that conviction, Lord, forgive me. But then He put this time in your life and in my life that you got to stop. And that's what we use the invitation for here in just a moment. Time with just you and the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and it gives us that opportunity. But then not only that, I also see back in verse number 26 that allows us the opportunity to expect the Lord's return. For as oft as you eat this bread, drink this cup, ye do show or you proclaim the Lord's death. How long? Till He come back. It allows us to expect the Lord's return. We're looking forward this week. I'll be visiting family. Many of you will be visiting family, and we look forward to getting together. But I'm not looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner near as much as I'm looking forward to the Lord coming in the clouds. I'm looking forward to getting together with people, and we'll have a how-to-do time. But I'm not looking forward to that as much as I'm looking forward to seeing my Savior who died for me and took my sin and took my hell and made a place in heaven for me.
Amen.
So what communion does, or the Lord's Supper, what it does, it points us to the return of the Lord. You say, I thought you said it points you back to what He did, the sacrifice. It does that too. So it points us backwards and forwards. It points us to what He did and what He's going to do. And this time in your Christian life, you get the opportunity to observe it. And as we partake of the unfermented fruit of the vine, the juice, it so best represents the sinless, spotless blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we partake of that, we remember what He did, but we remember it all the way until He comes to get us again. And I'm just so thankful that as we take it, it allows us to express that love for Him. That's why you're here. You're not here out of habit. You're not here out of ritual. Not here out of, well, that's just what we do on Sunday nights. I'm glad of that. But we're here for a deeper reason. That is to express our love for Christ. And then we've come here specifically as we observe the Lord's table to examine ourselves. It's a reflective time. It's a time when we get to look back and say, Lord, is there something in my life that ought not be there? You say, Pastor, what if I can't do anything about what He reveals to me? What I do in that situation is I say, Lord, I'm going to make everything right with You right here. If there's somebody I need to go to, then I will go to them as soon as humanly possible after this is over. That's what happens when we ponder, when we examine ourselves, when we look inwardly with a heavenly flashlight, so to speak. We get to examine ourselves, and then we get to do it all the way until the Lord returns. Isn't it going to be a wonderful thing? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if all of our Thanksgiving plans got messed up because the Lord came back? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if you didn't go to visit family because the Lord returned? The Lord Himself shall ascend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel. Well, we're doing this tonight, and if Christ tarries until after this is over, then we will have fulfilled what He said to do till He come again. I'm so excited about that. And see, it all comes in together. And I hope that you're seeing what I'm seeing as I'm just sitting here, standing here, letting the Lord work on me. I hope that you're seeing what this does. What it does is it drives the important stuff in on me. And even as I'm here standing before you, some of the things that have been living in my mind over the last days are slipping back. Some of the things that I've been concerned about and fretting over are getting further and further away from my vision right now, because I'm remembering what we're about to partake of is a reminder, is a direct link back to what Christ did for us. And there's been some of us, we've been living in such turmoil, but the reason is because we're living too close to the problem and not close enough to Jesus Christ. We've been let all of our attention be consumed with the difficulty, and we haven't let ourselves be consumed with the presence of Christ. So, what does the Lord do? He tells us, as oft as you do this, as oft as you eat this bread, and as oft as you drink this cup, you do it in remembrance of me. Folks, I'm just amazed tonight. I'm amazed at how good God is to us.
Amen.
And if you are not noticing that yet, I challenge you to let your soul do some pondering on how good the Lord is to you. And I know this, as I start pondering on how good He is, I start realizing how unworthy I am. And sometimes I see when people start thinking good of ourselves and we start thinking how worthy we might be, that's usually a telltale sign that we're not spending as much time with Him. What did the scripture say about when John the Baptist was about Jesus Christ? He must increase, but I must decrease. So I'm going to pray for us. And we won't have the ladies come and play just yet. But just a time of reflection, a time of invitation, a time for us to do what the Bible says in verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Could we bow in prayer together tonight? And you just do what the scripture says, examine yourself. If there's something you need to make right with the Lord, let's do that. I'm going to ask at this time Miss Michelle to come to the piano, and would you play that song, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross? Miss Marion, would you come and play that together with us? And as we just continue on in this little season right here, when I survey the wondrous cross, that's the cross the Prince of Glory died. May everything else we count but loss. If you're here tonight and there's something in your heart, there's something in your life that the Lord has magnified, He's shown that spotlight on it, would you get it right? Maybe you need to come and pray here at the altar. You're welcome to. As they play through a couple verses here, as God works on your heart, would you make things right? Perhaps you're here. You know, I never like to have a service without giving somebody an opportunity to come to Christ, respond to the gospel. We're examining ourselves and we're seeing what God has done and what we need to do. And if you're here tonight, you're not sure that Christ is your Savior, you're not sure that you're saved, would you slip out from your seat there, and the folks around you, they'll let you out. They'll come with you if you want them to. Come and let me or someone take a Bible and show you how you can be sure heaven's your home. As they play one more verse, if you need to come, come. If you're still dealing with the Lord right there, continue. Make sure everything's right in your life. Oh, it's a wonderful way to live. As you stand together with me, if you're able to, I'm going to have Brother Daniel come and lead us in that. When I survey the wondrous cross, let's sing it from our hearts, that thinking about that on which the Prince of Glory died. May this song mean more to us now than ever before.
When I survey
Galatians 6:14 says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Keep me near the cross." Song number 137, "Near the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross." Let's sing together.
Seated. As we look back at the passage that we were just in, we see that the scripture gives that verse that we already read, but it says, "When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And we know that's directly referring to back when the Lord had his disciples and instituted the Lord's Supper, so that they might have this time to remember again and again. And so we're going to ask God's blessings on the bread, which of course is a reminder of that body that the Lord sacrificed for us. Brother Marty Scroggs is one of our deacons. He's got microphone 5. And I'm going to ask him to ask God's blessings upon the wonderful bread that represents. It's not wonderful because what it is. It's wonderful because of what it represents. The body of Christ.
Father, as we come tonight to remember this time, remember what we were before you saved us. Remember what you did for us, Lord. As Pastor talked about, you sacrificed a body. You were God in the flesh. God came from heaven and took upon you what I deserved in your flesh. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for taking our place and giving your body for it, in Jesus' name.
So if you have your bread there, I'll read to you again. "He given thanks, he break it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Fountain. You stay seated. Song 360 in your songbook. "There is a fountain filled with blood."
Drawn from the end of age.
again in our passage that we read. It goes on to say, and after that same manner, when he'd take the cup, when he'd sup, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it. Almost every time I come to this part of our church family's life, you want to just stop. And sometimes, I guess there's sometimes you want to shout and thank the Lord, but other times you just want to tear up and just think of what we're entering up to, what we're entering into, what we're coming up close to. Now, we've all been in situations where we didn't realize how special the time was that we were going to have with somebody until it was done. Maybe I'm thinking about the last moments you got to spend with somebody, but you did not know that was going to be the last moments because you left thinking they had more time. But that was the last time you got to see them on this side of heaven anyways. And so those are some periods, some sweetness that you think, oh, if only I'd known how precious it was. And then sometimes you are aware. You're with somebody and you know this is nearing the end and you just savor it. And we understand that for clarity's sake, you know, the juice that's in the little container that you got is just unfermented fruit of the vine, grape juice. We do that because the blood of Christ was sinless, perfect, holy, without any contamination whatsoever. And so that's the best way to represent the precious blood is by having something that's not got fermentation, which is a little bit of ruin and it's decaying. But as we come to that, even by saying that, I'm reminded that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And so what we're recognizing, what we're honoring, what we're remembering, what we're looking back to in remembrance of Him is that precious blood that Christ shed for you and for me so that heaven can be my home. My friend, I don't think if I talked for 4 hours tonight that I could convey to you how important what we're doing is because of what it represents. And so I just have to leave it to all of us to wear this, carry this weight and realize how precious what we're partaking of is because it's remembering. All of us have pictures that make us remember somebody that's gone from us. And we'll often look at that and tear up and cry because of what they meant to us. Well, what we're doing tonight is in remembrance of Christ. This cup is the New Testament, my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it. I'm going to ask Brother Shannon Barker. He's got microphone number 6. I'm going to ask him to ask God's blessings on the cup tonight. Would you do that, Shannon?
Lord, thank you for this time. Lord, who are we to deserve such sacrifice, such shedding of your precious blood? And Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that it's because of the shedding of blood that we have the promise of eternal life, of heaven. Lord, I think of so many blood sacrifices through the generations, Lord, before you came. And Lord, as you came and lived a perfect, sinless life and died upon Calvary and shed your precious blood for the remission of sin for me, for this church, for the whole world. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Lord, as we come to this time, Lord, help us to remember, help us to understand, help us to cherish and love you for what you've done for us. Thank you for the precious shed blood of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And the scripture says in that passage, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Back in Matthew chapter 26, when it gives the account of Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper, they're going to leave that little special place that they've got, and they're going to go on. But it says in verse number 30 of Matthew 26, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. I'm going to ask you to remain seated, but Brother Daniel's going to come and lead us in that hymn 375, It Is Well With My Soul. H.G. Spafford wrote this song. There's a wonderful story behind it. But when peace like a river attendeth my way, and goes on into the chorus, it is well with my soul. May we leave this place here in just a few moments, being able to sing with that songwriter, it is well. Hope that it is well with your soul, and I hope as we leave tonight, we're just reminded again of how good the Lord is to provide us salvation, and then not only that, a home in heaven, but not that only, just to provide us His the sweet Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us and convict us and help us recall things. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing that we get to celebrate tonight. Really, the Lord's Supper is a celebration, remembrance, but a great celebration. Kyle, if you didn't mind to get that microphone from Shannon, I'm going to ask Brother Danny Jenkins, if you didn't care. Danny is one of our deacons as well. Danny, if you would ask God's blessings on all of us as we go. And many people won't be back Tuesday because of travel and different things, and I understand that. But I'd like for you to pray a hedge of protection around our church family as folks travel, and you'll have folks that come in travel to you as well. And we'll pray the safety on them, and give us a wonderful time of Thanksgiving. And I hope that you've enjoyed the time just before all of it got started. Thanksgiving kind of rolls right into Christmas, but this just to let us have this time to just remember the wonderful sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. Brother Danny, would you, after he prays, you can be dismissed and hopefully you'll fellowship a little bit and see some folks you haven't talked to yet. But thank you so much, Brother Danny.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had tonight. Lord, in celebration of what you did for us, Lord, there at the cross of Calvary, your body was broken and your blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, I thank you for that. I praise you for that. And Lord, as we enter this Thanksgiving season, God, may we remember, God, of all the blessings that you've given to us. And Lord, may we be thankful for that. May you protect those that are going to travel to be with their loved ones. God, may you give them traveling mercy. God, may you bring them back to us when their time is up there. And Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, for a church, for a place that we can come weekly, daily even sometimes, Lord, to show, dear God, to the world that there's a change in our lives. Dear God, that you made a change when you saved us, Lord. Thank you for that. Bless this Thanksgiving time now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.